You ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday, Stories of Hope. And I'm so excited to introduce you all to our first guest. In the green room that I just met this person, he certainly was vetted before he came on the show, but I've already asked him to come back for a longer show because of the incredible work that he is doing in the world and specifically focusing on kids. And let me tell you, I'm going to have him tell us what he's doing right now. But just to give you a little bit of background, David Norick is a type 2 diabetic and former teacher who lost a brother and a sister to diabetes. And from these tragedies, he wrote The Adventures of XO and CY. Mr. Norick has made it his mission to educate children of all ages about healthy eating and exercise. And I'm just going to bring you on right now, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about, first of all, I asked you in the green room, where do you reside? And why don't you say that again here?
So I am from Mission, Texas, where for the 6th year in a row, together with our sister cities of McAllen, Texas and Edinburgh, Texas, we are the unhealthiest, the most obese, or as Wallet Hub likes to put it, the fattest city in America for the 6th straight year. So yeah, that's where I'm from.
And so you're there. And so what happened when you lost your brother and your sister? Tell us that story that got you started to do what it is you're doing today.
When I lost my brother in 2013 and my sister in 2014, I was driving home one day. And it was a simple prayer. It was, Lord, if you want me to do something different with my life, put it in my heart right now. And that prayer was answered almost immediately. I got the idea to write a children's book, to call it The Adventures of XO and Psy, which when you put it together, it's exercise. Have XO and Psy live in a town called OB City, like obesity. Oh. Have the mayor of OB City, have her name be Diane Beatties, like diabetes. And have the villain of every book that I write represent something unhealthy. And in this first book, XO and Psy are trying to stop Chip and his dog Nacho, or potato chips, from stealing everyone's healthy snacks. So that's how I got to this point of being a children's book author and presenting to kids about the importance of healthy eating and exercise.
So how long have you been doing this now?
The book was published in 2019 officially. And that's when I started visiting schools across South Texas. And then 2020 happened, March of 2020, with COVID-19, and it shut all the schools down. And so this school year was the first school year that I've really been able to get out in front of kids and present this book to teach kids about healthy eating and exercise.
So this book is an interactive book. Can you give us a little bit of dialogue about like what is the interaction? When I read about that.
So what makes this book very unique is that within the book there are 11 different exercises that are in the book. So as kids read the book, they are encouraged to exercise. For example, here in this page right here, in the bottom is a warm-up. So when families or kids get to this page, it gives instructions, you know, warm up, stretch your arms and legs like XO and Psy for a minute. And there's different exercises. So it's an interactive book where not only do kids learn about healthy eating, but they actually get an exercise workout within the book. And in the new printing of the books that I'm coming up with, we're actually putting the QR code on that exercise page So readers can scan the page and it'll take them to a video of a personal trainer actually showing them how to do that exercise.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. So what kind of feedback have you gotten since you've been out, just really only for a year now, or for, you know, half a year since you've been educating? What is the target age range of the kids as well?
I've presented to kids from pre-kinder all the way through, actually all the way through high school. And, you know, the older kids, they're a little bit shy about getting up and doing the exercises. But still, after they hear my story, my personal story, they're willing to do that. But really, I would say the target audience anywhere between third and fifth grade, those grade levels seem to be the target audience right there.
And why do you think that that is your target audience? Like I was asking you earlier, why are you focusing on children? Are children easier to focus on than the adults? And you said,
I think with something like this, with not just obesity, but obesity related illnesses, with diabetes and things of that nature, if we can target the kids when they're young and hopefully they can make changes in the way they eat or the way they exercise, it'll prevent them from problems later on in life, like my brother and my sister, even myself, coming down with type 2 diabetes because we didn't watch what we ate and we didn't exercise the way we were supposed to. So if we can teach kids at a young age, hopefully it'll prevent them from facing something like that later on in their lives.
So what's the feedback that you've gotten, you know, from people being out there now, really being in the field, you're going from school to school and you're educating, like what are people saying to you? Are they loving the book?
Yeah. Every presentation, most everybody says they've never seen anything like it. Mm-hmm. Most times when authors go and do a reading to a school, the kids are sitting down, the author's sitting down. And when I get there, I tell the kids, hey, we're going to be getting up. We're going to be moving around. We're going to have fun. And it's interactive. And, you know, afterwards, I've just gotten so much feedback of, hey, we've never seen a book like this before. We've never had, you know, an author come in and do something so interactive. And so it's been so positive. And it just encourages me to keep writing. And I have six more books planned in this series and can't wait to write those.
Yeah, I love how you came up with the names, you know, for, you know, like diabetes. What's the name again?
Diabetes.
Diabetes. And yeah. And then give us the names again, because that was really cool.
Well, first there's Exo and Psy, who represent exercise. We have Diabetes. She's a mayor. She's secretly the main villain of the story for diabetes. We have Chip and his dog Nacho, who represent potato chips. And we also have the chief of police. His name is Chief Will Ness, or Wellness. And the second book in the series will be called The Adventures of Arrow and Her Cat, Bix. So Arrow and Bix, you get aerobics. So all the names in these books are going to be a play on words.
I think that's incredible. I mean, I could see so many things, you know, evolving from this book to, I mean, have you thought about having an app as well?
Yeah, somewhere down the road, for sure. I want to do that. One of the cool things that we're doing right now down here in South Texas is we are bringing to cities, Fit Lit Parks, Fit for Fitness, Lit for Literacy. And what we're doing, we're blowing up the pages in my book into 24 by 36 metal signs, and we're putting them along walks in community parks. So families can walk, they read the book, and when they get to one of the exercises, they scan a QR code. It'll take them to the exercise being done. And so they walk, they read, they exercise, they spend time together as a family. And so, yeah, we're starting to put some Fit Lit parks down here in South Texas.
Oh my God, this is so much more than just a book. This is a movement.
Yes, I hope so.
It's a movement. I mean, and that's why I said, my gosh, you have quite the task at hand, because, you know, our conditioning here in the U.S., you know, with everything that the kids are being bombarded with nowadays from every direction, completely the opposite from what you're talking about and educating them. It's extraordinary what you're doing. Now, the other thing that you showed me in the green room earlier is about show us that bag that you have from Mexico, what they're doing in Mexico.
So Mexico, what they started doing is they started putting, if you can see these black warning labels, they've started to put warning labels on their foods. And during the height of coronavirus, what they were doing, some states in Mexico, they were making it illegal for kids to walk into a store and buy this types of food that had a warning label, because they, in Mexico, they realized how dangerous it was to be unhealthy, especially with a disease like coronavirus. And so they are putting, if you go buy any kind of snack, any kind of food in Mexico, you will see warning labels that are warning parents and kids about the dangers of eating such foods.
Yeah, that's so good. Can you imagine if the U.S. did that, put warning labels on bags of chips and pop and, right?
I would love to see that, yes.
And then you can clearly see that it's all about the money.
Yes.
Not about the people.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. I just think this is so awesome what you're doing. And just really your story is so inspiring. What you said to God, what to be on the right path, and that it immediately presented itself. And then you took action. You took action and you have created this incredible, movement now. So it's extraordinary. Now let's tell the audience where they can find you, where they can look you up, where they can learn more about you. And those of you that have podcasts out there, if you would like to have David on your podcast to help us spread the message, then please reach out. So David, give us the social media handles.
Yeah, well, you can reach me at my website, davidnorek.com. You can find the book, the ebook on Amazon, and the physical book on barnesandnoble.com. Facebook, David Norek Exercise, and Instagram, David Norek 14, I believe. And that's where they can find me. And when I wrote the book, I wanted to get out and be in front of, students or kids to teach them about exercising and eating right. And so right now I am doing free school visits. Anybody who wants me to go visit, I'll go do my interactive presentation and get this thing going.
Right. And, even if it's a Zoom visit.
Even if it's a Zoom visit. Yes, I've done that before too.
Yeah. So I bet. So what is it that you want to leave the audience with, or, the parents out there that got kids and they want to get kids to move? What is the one thing you want them to do today?
Yeah. On my website, there's a free YouTube video where I read the book, and there's a personal trainer who does the exercises. It's about a 28-minute video. Do it with your kids. That's so important. Teach your kids about the value of healthy eating and exercise. And like I always say, always remember to exercise.
I love that. I love that. David, you truly are a blessing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to have you back for a longer discussion in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. And we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm super excited to introduce us to our next guest. Amanda Kirkland is here, and her journey to becoming a personal growth coach started with her own personal struggles. Throughout her teenage and adult years, she went through multiple toxic and dysfunctional relationships, and now she is a self-professed practitioner of self-care. Welcome to the show today, Amanda Kirkland.
Thank you, Cornelia. I am very happy to be here.
Where do you currently reside?
I am in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Ah, we have a lot of friends coming on from Canada. So welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you here. So we were talking about what behaviors you're helping people to change by the storyline in your ebook of what you've written. So do you want to take us right to it?
I think my theme really now is from toxic to terrific. It's taken a little while to evolve. During my own personal growth journey, I realized the common theme and the struggles I was having with other people were that the relationships were quite toxic and dysfunctional. At the time, my way of trying to deal with them was trying to get people to change their thoughts, bring them away around to my way of thinking, change their behaviors. And through the work I have done on myself, I now see very clearly that you can't change other people. Mm-hmm. When we change ourselves, that's when we can see other people's changing as a result. When we start to understand our own behavior and why we may be behaving a certain way, and other people's behavior, it gives us the ability to respond differently in situations. So, you know, with my clients, I take my lived experience, my training, and show them how to approach challenging relationships differently than they currently do.
So I'm curious about that, because does that mean then, that you will learn how to be in toxic relationships because you're working on yourself and you're changing yourself so you can still be in toxic relationships?
No, one doesn't lead to the other in that sense. If you are in, let's say, a work situation where, and sometimes in a marital or partner situation, there's a lot of steps you can take first to see if, I guess, it's salvageable or things can change. And it's, you know, setting boundaries, saying no, using the word I, keeping sort of the emotions out of how you're responding to things. So there's a lot of steps that you can make yourself to see if it moves things or changes the dynamic of the relationship, and makes it more, I guess, tolerable. You know, you cannot just up and leave a toxic relationship all the time. I mean, maybe with a friend, it's a little easier. It's not necessarily, you know, easy with a family. I took a lot of steps before I sort of made a final separation from my parents. But I had done everything I could. And sometimes change doesn't happen, and sometimes it does. And I've made a lot of changes in my life and how I handle situations now. And like I say, my life's done a complete, I said 360 once, and someone said, well, that means it comes right around to where you were. So I guess I've done a 180. And, you know, using a lot of my knowledge and understanding why I was triggered by certain things and handled certain situations the way I did, you know, has enabled me to approach things completely differently now. And it took 35, 40 years for that awareness to come to me. And if I can spare, you know, others, I'm going to say, wasting their time or going through the struggles I did, when there are tools available and ways of changing your mindset and seeing situations, I want to make sure that I can help people with that.
Yeah, I love that. Now, you said that you have an ebook that you wrote, and also there's an example in your ebook that talks about this. Do you want to share this with us?
Sure. The ebook's Four Secrets Strong Gritty Women Need to Know to Rise Above Toxic Relationships. And I kind of in brackets say without hundreds of hours of therapy. One of the examples I give is a situation I ran into all the time. I was a senior executive in a real estate development company. I got into a boardroom with a lot of senior professionals and had my agenda and I was ready to go. Most people had their egos checked at the door and everybody was respectful. And there was one individual that every single meeting came in and started, you know, pounding his chest and making it about him and trying to take over. And I just fought to keep control of the situation. And it made me look like the difficult one. He wasn't put in his place. No one had my back. But I did this for 16 years. That's how I handled things.
Because you kept fighting.
I kept fighting. Mm-hmm. I kept fighting. I kept struggling. I got up every morning, put on my suit of armor, ready to do battle. Although I didn't know at the time that's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So the after is I walk into that boardroom. I take a different chair than I normally take. I don't have an agenda. I turn to this person that is always trying to take control of the meeting. And I say, X, why don't you go first? Mm. And there's silence and you can hear a pin dropped. And it's just one example of, you know, how, and I mean, that does not happen overnight. I never had the opportunity to try that myself. But I know that's sort of how it works. So there's a few more fun examples like that in my book.
Yeah, I totally can relate to that, that when you really, you know, claim your power back, because instead of projecting it out where it's, you know, you're the victim, he's the one or she's the one that has power over you, when you start claiming your power back and, like you said, playing a different narrative, looking at it from a different way, it's brilliant what you did. And it's interesting too, because I see a lot of people that they're so used to doing the battle. They're so used to fighting that's just their natural MO. They're just ready to fight. I see that with a lot of women too. The women, they have this, you know, ready to fight instead of, like you said, you know, not fighting anymore and, you know, approaching the situation with a new mindset in strategy so that.
Yeah, and I invested a lot of money working with coaches, actually on a business idea at first. I had no idea I'd go down this road. Mm. And it just seems to fit, because if I've suddenly got that awareness, like I said earlier, I really want to make sure that I can share that with other people so they can avoid the struggles I did and the day-to-day fights, so to speak.
You know what would be really brilliant now is for you to bring that work that you just did into corporate life, because there's a lot of that happening out there. So how to get your work into corporate to really help?
It is actually one of the areas I've been starting to explore going into is actually the real estate development industry, because it is such a male dominated one. And it doesn't mean all the men in there by any means are bad. There's some super ones, but there's some fragile egos and some personality disorders, and even understanding why those people behave the way they do, you know, would make life a lot easier.
I want to be able to give the audience your social media handles. So please take us there, because we have just about a minute or so left.
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Amanda Kirkland Coach. And my website is amandakirkland.com. quite simple.
Yeah, very easy. So I love this, Amanda. I, like I said, I can see your work being, you know, being out in corporate and really helping bring that ownership, its ownership back to the workplace, where everybody takes ownership and approaches each other, not from a place of fighting, but from a place of curiosity. So I want to thank you so much for coming on, Amanda. You're awesome. Thank you for the work you're doing and coming on our show today. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch, and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com. Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Our next guest today is Demetria Buey. She is a successful entrepreneur who has overcome incredible odds to achieve her dreams. This is her second time on Stories of Hope. From being a high school dropout to living in a dysfunctional family in a group home, Demetria has seen it all. But with her determination and grit, she turned things around, and she now shares her story in From Broken Woman to Business Woman. This is one of her books that provides 12 simple steps to help readers become successful entrepreneurs and achieve their goals. Demetria is proof that anyone can succeed with hard work and a positive mindset. Welcome back to the show, Demetria.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you here. We're going to talk about a very important subject today. It's a syndrome that a lot of people will be able to relate to as soon as we start talking about it. And, you know, because I certainly have retired as a people pleaser. So I used to be a people pleaser. How many of you in the audience can relate to being a people pleaser? Right? Is that what we're going to talk about today?
Yes.
So what is it? Are you an ex people pleaser yourself?
Oh, most definitely. I was definitely a people pleaser, and it blocked me from achieving a lot of my success in life. It blocked a lot in my life. So yes, I am definitely an ex people pleaser.
So what do you see people doing when they're people pleasing? Like, why are they people pleasing? And what does it really mean? Break it down for us. What does it mean? How does that look in practical terms?
Yeah, so growing up, as I shared last time I was on the show, you know, I really didn't know who I was. I had a hard time really being my authentic self. You know, as a teenager, I just really didn't feel love. And so people pleasing came from, I needed validation because I really didn't know my purpose and I really didn't know where I was going in life. And so it started, you know, very early, you know, in my early 20s. And anything that I wanted to do, anything that I wanted to accomplish, you know, as we have mentors and other people, and it was always going to them for, oh, what do you think about this? Should I do this? Should I do that? And, you know, some people would say, no, don't do this. When I was 19, I wanted to write a book and I had a mentor at the time. And they was just like, no, it's not your time to write the book. You should focus on this. But now I ended up writing over 30 books. And the whole time, it was my time to write the books. And so I learned to overcome being a people pleaser. And it didn't come easy. It came over a time of being divorced, going through that. Relationships. It came from just all of those things in my life. And I began to listen to this great man. Oh my God, he's so amazing. His name is Never Goddard. Not sure if you ever heard of him.
Yeah.
But yes, and I began to listen to him and I was like, oh man, I felt like that was my twin or something. And you know, and I was like, oh my God, like I had these thoughts the whole time that, you know, that my intuition, that my gut feeling was there all along, and to listen to it and, you know, that I didn't need validation and I didn't need to please other people. And that's, you know, where it definitely came from. And I was like, you know what, no more pleasing people. And so just starting that journey really set me free and I could really like, okay, who am I? You know, why am I here on this earth? What am I supposed to be doing? Like all of those questions really began to come to me and I really began to see change and certain manifestations happen in my life. You know, when I stopped like, okay, pleasing that person, doing what they want me to do, looking down on myself, self-sabotaging myself, not looking at myself or being worthy, like all of that was there.
So the part that you saw and realized is that instead of pleasing other people, you then started pleasing yourself.
Yes, because I was just hard, like, right? Because I realized like it's not going to get me anywhere, you know, of pleasing people. You know, I was over here and over there and, you know, people's like, oh, do this and do that. You should do it like this. And nobody was happy. Nobody was satisfied, you know, with me doing this and doing it. No matter how right I did it, like people were still mad and it was still. And I was just like, I went through years of that, you know. And so I said, you know what, it's, you know, after the divorce. And I, again, as I shared last time, I was getting ready to get into another relationship. And I was like, no, you know, it's time for me to really stop here and think, you know.
So now you've been, how long have you been pleasing yourself?
Oh, wow. Since I got a divorce in 2020. And so the journey been going since 2020. And I never knew that I even like spending time with myself. Never knew that I like getting up and making my, you know, enjoying coffee by myself. And, you know, anything that I wanted to accomplish, I could write those down. I could speak it. You know, I could believe it. Even if I never experienced it before, I used to have self-doubt. You know, cause I'm like, oh my God, I need to call somebody and get the validation. It was like, no, hold on. Like, believe in you, trust yourself, you know, listen to that intuition and follow it. And so yeah, that's been the journey.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And you're probably, you know, that is also building a high esteem because you're listening to yourself, you're honoring yourself, and you're really seeing that you know, the company you keep with yourself is really just beautiful.
Yes. Most definitely.
Right. And it doesn't need, right. You don't need somebody else's authority over your own authority. And that is really collecting all the parts back to yourself that we've been given out to other people that didn't value it to begin with.
Yes. And it was the power that I didn't know I had. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know that I could denounce all the negative words that was spoken over my life. Like, you'll never be this. You'll never be successful. And so those are words that I carried and didn't know that I had the power to change my life. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that until 2020. And so now I'm getting ready to turn 38 next week. And, you know, yes, thank you. And so I'm sitting here like, you know, I felt bad because I was like, dang, I'm 30. At the time, I was like, I'm 35, just figuring so much out. And someone told me, they said, imagine never figuring it out. Never. Some people probably never figure it out. And I was like, okay, you know, so.
Yeah. Now, do you see a lot of people out there? Do you see a lot of women out there that are people pleasers and that are not honoring themselves first?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. You know, of even just being in that crowd with other women, you know, at the time, is because you can't be your authentic self. You can't be who you are. So when you show up, you're trying to be somebody else, whether it's in a church or organization, whatever it is, like, you're showing up as somebody else because you're trying to please them or do what it is that they told you to do. And, you know, our lives are different. Everybody has a different journey. And I tell people, find out what yours is. Find out what yours is. And I'm super thankful that I can show up at an event or whatever. And I'm that girl that likes to dance. And I'm, you know, I'm goofy. I'm, you know, I love to laugh. Then I know when it's time to do business also. You know, of taking care of me. But I'm just thankful to the day that I could show up as me now, because I usually couldn't.
That's a huge celebration. And what an honoring again. I mean, and you've got your whole life ahead of you. And now it's just really just booming and just beginning from that place. Right? So again, happy birthday next week. And then also, let's give the audience your social media handles. Again, where they can find you, where they can look you up.
Yes. So I'm on Facebook at Demetria Bowie, and I'm on Instagram at Demetria For Real, FOR. And you can find me definitely on Instagram. So
good. And what do you want to leave the audience with today before we head into the weekend?
Man, you know what? I tell people to show up as you are, you know, write those things down of who you really are, and nobody else is listening but you. And to definitely just show up as your authentic selves. And if you don't know who that authentic person is, again, know your purpose, what makes you happy, and definitely begin to just really love and like who you are inside.
What wise words spoken. Thank you so much, Demetria Bowie, for coming back on the show. We're going to see you again in the future for sure.
Yes.
So, yes, audience, we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Welcome back, everyone. I have a beautiful next guest to introduce you to, and that is Lonnie Almanza. She was born in Hawaii and raised on the windward side of Oahu, Hawaii. Lonnie's experience includes the roles of wife, mother, grandmother, as well as teacher, trainer, facilitator in educational, business, and nonprofit environments. Lonnie's professional career has been committed to helping create healthier lives and communities. Welcome to the show today, Lonnie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. In the green room earlier, we were talking about you have a book coming out and it's all about transformation. So do you want to highlight what transformation means to you and what it's about?
Oh, we're having some audio issues, but I can continue talking if you'd like.
No, I was asking you about your transformational journey.
Yes. So my whole life, looking back in retrospect, you know, there's been transformations along the way. But the biggest one came 20 years ago when my youngest son was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And through that journey that we walked with him until his transition in 2005, I learned some valuable lessons about transformation and finding my own pathway to self-care and spirituality. And so for me, that was really an eye-opener, made me change the way I looked at the world, the way I responded to the world and interacted with the world. And also in understanding what my path forward was going to look like, that I knew that at the same time that he was diagnosed, I was working for the American Cancer Society. So I came to the understanding that I need to move from that disease focused space to a wellness space for myself and for my family and to share those lessons with other people.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's really brilliant. It did change the course of history for you because you went from a disease consciousness to a wellness consciousness through the transformative journey, right? And then you wrote about it as well in your book, and that book is coming out. Is that right?
Yes. So like I said, this happened 20 years ago, and it was at that time that I was also completing my master's degree and wrote a paper about this transformation journey. And my professor told me that it would be the chapter of a book I would write one day. And so one day has come, and this summer, Under a Full Moon and a Guiding Star will be released, which is a memoir and a guidebook of that journey to self-care and spirituality. And also along the way, I started my own wellness business called Alakai Associates. And so through that, I am helping continue to create healthy communities and individuals.
That's wonderful. Now, what about your son? How is your son doing today? No, somehow you got muted. There you go. How is your son today?
So I am living the healthiest life I have ever experienced today. And being able to share that with communities and individuals I love this, the quote that says, helping one person might not change the world, but it'll change the world for that one person. So if I can change it for one person at a time, I'm doing my job. I'm fulfilling my mission and my purpose.
So how is your son? How is your son today?
Like I said, he transitioned in 2005. He passed in 2005.
Oh.
But he is still very much energy in our world, guiding me through this writing process this last year for sure. And more of that is talked about in the book. So I would love to have people interested. There will be information on my website shortly about the book coming out, but also about my Alakai wellness business. And if anyone wants to start a new wellness journey, I'm certainly open to walking that path with them.
Well, that sounds beautiful. I love that your son, you and your son are co-creating this together. That's a beautiful way to acknowledge the journey, acknowledge the healing that's happened in your life and also in the ancestral lineage as well. So what is the name of your website and also your social media where people can look you up and follow your journey?
Yes. So it's alakaiassociates.com, and that's A-L-A-K-A-I associates.com. Alakai is a Hawaiian word for mentor or guide. And you can contact me at Lani_Almanza@alakaiassociates.com.
That sounds beautiful. And now, when is your book releasing? You said it's in
August.
In August.
August 1st under a full moon.
August 1st under a full moon. Well, definitely stay in contact with us when that book is released so that we can, again, share it with our community. Now, what would you like to say to the audience upon, you know, parting words today?
My parting words, one of my biggest lessons is just breathe.
Just breathe.
We forget how to breathe in the busyness of our lives, in all of the caregiving that we do, we forget how to breathe. So just breathe.
That's beautiful. Welcome, everybody. That's a welcome way to begin your weekend, is welcome breathing into your daily experience again. Yes. So we want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you again next week. Take good care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.